Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicate our life to this sport. We do thousands of sit-ups in camp. We run hundreds of miles, you know, for the ones that take it serious. And we just dedicate ourselves fully to our craft, man. We watch tape. We attitude. We moody, and we go into that fight and to land on the line.
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me? Aaron, can you hear me? Aaron, can you hear me? I can't hear you, buddy.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Strange. What the heck?
Yeah, it's live. It said, please hold, and then I didn't hear anything.
All right, Aaron. Can you hear me now? Aaron, can you hear me? No, you can't hear me right now, huh? So right now you can't hear me at all, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, can you hear me? What the heck? Huh. Hey, Aaron, can you hear me? Oh, you're not on now. Okay, so apparently there's something going on with the sound, unfortunately. Maybe it has to do with, you know, what's going on. I'm going to try to bring in Aaron again. Aaron, can you hear me at all yet?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Seems to be some problems with the line. Yes.
Yeah, I got a new computer. So I think that there's got to be a little weird. I guess it's quite tragic.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's something with that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just going to have to do it kind of strangely this way. I actually called in. Just on my phone, and I was trying to, like, just be on the host line, and then I could plug in and call in Skype-wise and be like, yeah, I'm good. I'll just use my Skype through that one. But I have a little issue. But you can still hear me right now, though, right?
Yeah, well, funny things
happen. You can hear me right now?
Computer. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Got to be something that is just barely off or, you know what I mean, just something that I – never had to tweak ever or anything like that, and all of a sudden, well, now I need to tweak it. So I don't know, man. I really don't know what's going on. I'm gonna have to test show or something like that again. Not now. We'll figure that out. So kind of breaking down the game, and I'm not sure exactly what was all heard and stuff. Like I said, it was a little strange beginning there, so hopefully we get that fixed. But I was just talking about how the second half, I really felt, okay, the offense had problems beyond that scoring drive. And, you know, okay, it's 17-7. We just got to start the old, you know, start hard in that second half. Go up there, just stop, get the ball back, and do all that type of stuff. And then before you know it, you know, that wasn't the case. They did have a lot of long drives this game. They seemed like they had the ball a whole lot, and we're just not really used to that. you know, like they did, you know, defense anyway. Did a great job as far as, like, ugly Trump plays. We're going to go through the topics and everything like that, but defense, when you're playing Rodgers, luckily they played really good in the red zone for the most part, especially down the stretch, the defense, and then the offense kind of picked up and said, all right, we're alive, and then they really started clicking, putting points on the board, moving the ball, that passing game, you know, over 400 yards. Performance, of course, we know who that would be far. In an overtime game, actually. Before I like the fact that you put yourself to get the tie, go into overtime, and then obviously both teams freaking, you know, missing, and then with what, a little over quick drive, set you up. We even, you know, you know how you're like, you left or go right, set it up. Yards on that, and it was like, Aaron, you hear me?
Yeah, Chris, you keep cutting out. I didn't get the question.
Well, kind of just.
Yeah, I still didn't get it. He keeps cutting in and out, so it'll go blank, and then I'll hear a little bit, and then it'll blank out again. Can you repeat the question? Maybe I can get it this time.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you.
You can?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Oh, what the hey. I love technology. Don't you just love technology? Just so much fun. Especially when you don't know what the hell you're doing. Do you still hear me right now? Is it still?
Yes, I hear you
better. Okay. Hear me better.
I hear you better than I have on them.
All right, cool. So I just had to tweak something that I had tweaked before, but of course, you know, things happen. So the cool thing about when it streams live, it chunks it up. So if it goes quiet for like 5-10 seconds, it'll just edit itself in the archive. So we're still okay. It'll just be a little choppy and then it'll just be fine. So we, in a weird way, we're okay. So we were just talking about, I was just kind of breaking how the game down and the ups and downs and how the offense, beyond that first scoring drive, beyond that, they were struggling for quite a while. Then they picked it up, but it seemed like the defense was kind of a bend but don't break, and that's kind of what you got to do against Rodgers anyway. They played really well for the most part in the red zone, held them to field goals and whatnot. But to me, we're going to break down the offense and defense and special teams and everything like that, but I still, as bad as it feels to lose in a very familiar spot the last couple of years with our kicker, and we talked about this too, off air and on the first episode last week about this kicker and how we're going to have a problem. And I remember you saying, you know what, if you miss one, cool, just miss the ones that really, or make the ones that really count. If he would have just made one of those 48 yarders and missed the 49 and then just hit this one, okay, we can move on to the next week. But just kind of talk us through your thoughts on this game, and then we'll get into discussion about the topics that I led the show with as well. But just the ebbs and flows and how it felt so good. We were going to come back in Lambeau. And then we didn't.
I was thinking, you know, to myself, it was kind of I knew he was going to miss that kick at the end. It felt that way. They set him up perfect in the middle of the field, what, 25-yard line, something like that. So it would be like a 33-yard kick or something like that. I'm not quite sure the exact yardage. But, yeah, the ebbs and flows of the game, it was ups and downs. I was really – at halftime, I was kind of not real happy with how things were going. I thought Kirk was a little nervous. I thought the whole offense itself was just a little stagnant and wasn't really moving the ball very well. And then I thought, well, we're always good at adjustments at halftime. I thought maybe moving towards the half, we'd make some defensive adjustments, maybe get a turnover or so, start to move the ball a little bit. And for the most part, that's what happened. I didn't see overtime coming, but, you know, when it came, I thought, okay, well, this is a good thing. I think we got momentum going in our way. Came back from a few points and tied it up. And I thought Carlson would make that kick at the end, of overtime, not the last kick, but the second to the last kick. And he shanked that, and then I knew we were in trouble because it was the same kick that he'd been trying three times earlier in the game. And I knew it just didn't feel good going into that third one. I thought the defense played well, relatively. I mean, gave up 29 points. That's not something our defense does that often, but considering the circumstances of the game, I thought it was a pretty decent amount of points to give up. Rodgers was a little more mobile than I had expected. But on the whole, I thought we just snatched a tie from the jaws of victory, and it just never feels good to end in a tie.
Yeah, it's kind of like old school college football when we were young. Remember, it's like, no, it's a tie. These are students. We're gonna tie. We're not going. No, we're not. Yeah. We're going. We're and now, obviously, for quite some time, they've had a great overtime system, and I don't think you could do that at the pro level because, I mean, look at the quarterbacks. You know, you'd be just sitting there going tit for tat over and over and over and over. So I don't think they could probably do that in pro football. The games would be going so damn long, but it's interesting, man, because I did feel good that we were able to summon an offense, and then all of a sudden we started popping off, and it was like, okay, here we go, and I guess we can just kind of, you know, get in to some of the topics. Obviously, we got to start with special teams, you know, the game. Momentum, giving it right to them. They're at home, so they're going to have some energy, of course. They're going to have a ton of energy. And it's a rivalry game, so you don't even got to get up for it, right? But to have, you know, a mistake, an issue right off the bat, and for a block punt and scoop and score, it's 7-0, it's like, what the hell? But then to put lemon, lime, salt, whatever you want, put it, I don't know, pickle juice, like a lot of different things in the wound that's already not even scabbed up for Vikings fans as far as kickers in general these last couple of years. But, you know, Carlson is staining my last name here, unfortunately. And this guy goes out and misses three freaking field goals. You know, like you said before, just make the ones that really count. If you miss a 48-yarder, oh, well, you made the 49 or vice versa. But then you kicked it right down the pipe to win the game. And like I said, we even ran right for him a couple yards to set him up. Zimmer said that after. He's like, yep, we set him up. The team, you know, they said this is where we want it. We gave it to him. So I don't know what else we can do here. And he's going to start kicking – or he's going to start going for twos like he did in the preseason. But, I mean, do you straight up cut him just right off the bat and bring in a guy who's, what, the second or third most accurate NFL kicker in Dan Bailey, who's been, according to Pro Football Talk, waiting for the right team – and actually getting a couple of calls even before this week, and we got to be up there as far as, you know, the right team or whatever. What do you do with Carlson? Do you just outright cut him? Do you keep him? Do you cut somebody else and maybe possibly hurt depth and bring on competition with this Bailey? Bailey probably wouldn't go for that, though. He probably wants to just get picked up. What do you do with Carlson this early in the frickin' season, man?
I think – if it were me and I were Zimmer and Spielman and the like, I think you got to cut him. But you don't cut him until you got someone on the horn like Bailey or adequate kicker, even Kai Forbath, somebody that you know can kick a field goal. And that's kind of hard to find. With the exception of Bailey, I think there's a couple other kickers out there. I don't know them by name. But I think you can't really keep him on the squad because every kick now after these kicks is, you know, going to affect the mood of the entire team. And it makes it very difficult to trot him back out there for any kick. Now, he was nailing his extra points today, which I thought was odd, considering the length of kicks he was missing. But, yeah, I think you do. I think you got to let him go. I don't know if you can get him on a practice squad or if you can keep him and let him, you know, kick for a while and bring him back. But you got to have someone, I think, someone else to kick those field goals for the next few games until he gets his mechanics right or his head right or whatever it is that's ailing him at the moment.
Yeah, and it's not like he's hitting the post or, you know, it's like he's over-kicking it. I think someone said that on the broadcast. I mean, he's booting it, and he's missing badly. You know, you're like, wow, dude, like, you got length. Length's not your problem, buddy. But you still got to aim that thing dead center. Like, I think you're right. You got to get rid of him. It's crazy. Here's a rookie that, quote-unquote, kicked in the SEC, right, under the pressure cooker of the SEC, even though he had a really rough last year. But overall, he'd had a great career or whatever. But especially with Bailey out there, and I do think Bailey, if he's already dodged a couple of teams and said, well, I'm not that interested just yet, waiting for the right team, well, we would be that right team. And, you know, the defensive philosophy with the head coach, we got to get this. We're going to talk about this next year soon with the running game and stuff. We got to get that going as well. But you're right. I mean, every time now, me and you and the rest of us Minnesota Vikings fans, we're going to be at home with our eyes closed, or I'm just going to go and get something from the fridge. I just want to hear it. I don't even want to see him kick. It's kind of like you're just holding your breath when he kicks, but we can't have the sidelines like that. I mean, sure, for the last second, you know, the last second, that's a little different. But yeah, you're right, man. We cannot just it's really tough, man. It's almost meaning you're just like, so we set you up. Like I said, we even ran right for you, dude. Like, come on. It's crazy. But let's move on because we could sit here and talk about kickers. It really felt like, dare I say, and I'm gonna, Seattle, just a little bit longer of a kick. But you're right there, dude. It just send it right through, man. Send her through. And nope, didn't work. But let's get to some positives with the offense. Now, we'll get into the offensive line, who I thought maybe in the start didn't pass protect great. But no matter what, the running game, we got big chunks last week and whatnot. We still ran it pretty effectively, considering. But this week, we did not run the ball well. There was a couple of moments where, in the second half, we kind of needed a nice run, and we got a couple of them. But overall, not really, you know, the running game did not show up today. 18 carries, 68 yards, 3.8 average. Cook only got 10 carries, you know, so it's, and Murray only had 4. So that's something that kind of stands out. We'll get into that, but Kirk Cousins, you know, we've been looking for a quarterback that if we need you to sling it 40 times, we're going to need you to sling it 40 times. He's slung it 48 times, 35 of 48, 4 touchdowns, 425. Did have that pick that was really, as we know, Treadwell's fault because it went right off his hands. A couple of things as far as the only thing that really stood out to me, there was a miscommunication with Diggs down the field. He also missed Thielen wide open. It was smart for him not to throw it first because he was getting hit, but he ducked out. And Thielen was still there. He could have just launched it. And worst case scenario, Thielen just kind of looks at it almost in like a punt. Like, all right, dude, I'll just hang the ball. We'll get a big play here. I think he missed that. But overall, I like some of the play calling down the stretch, especially when they started heating up and Cousins started taking over. And like I said, it's been since 2010 and Favre, since a quarterback went over 400 yards. Obviously, we don't want 48 passes, right? We need to get that run game going. So kind of a combo on Cousins, huge day, and it was spoiled, you know, from the kick not, you know, going through there. He was going to have his a comeback in a big game like this as far as rivalry and whatnot. But combination of Cousins, what'd you think of it? And also the old line that protected well for a chunk of the day, but they just couldn't get the running game going.
I have to think that the running game was scheme. Cause I can't remember a game where we attempted less running plays.
Right.
I thought maybe we schemed against it. I don't know if that was smart. In the end, I guess it sort of worked out. I thought we did run the ball well in overtime, which was important. Latavius ran a few good runs. Cook ran a few good runs. But I thought, for the most part, we didn't run the ball enough. Cousins played very well. I thought he handled some difficult situations and adversity very well. He kept going back to Treadwell, which I'm not sure I would have done. But he kept going back, trying to get him some confidence. I thought he threw the ball extremely well today. I did remember the play and did mark the play you were talking about with Thielen where he was getting rushed and all he had to do was chuck it. There was a guy probably 10 yards from Thielen, so he had to put a little something on it. But if he had done that, it would have been a big play. I thought he was staying away from Thielen a little bit in the beginning of the game. I'm not sure if that was coverage or not. But for the most part, I mean, he had a heck of a game, had a great comeback, would have been a great comeback win in Lambeau, and it is an important game. Yes, it is the second week of the season, but that's a division rival, and probably your biggest rival in the division. So I'm wondering what a tie will mean in week 16 with probably the number one and two teams in the North. Yeah, for the most part, I was pretty happy with the way Cousins played. I thought maybe he's, you know, still the offense has got to iron out a few things. I don't like some of the cute stuff we're doing. I think you just pound the football. But other than that, I thought it was a good showing by the offense, a slow start, but overall a good showing.
Yeah, yes, especially when they got it going. And you're right, you know, they didn't run much, just attempts in general, but they did have some key moments there where they kind of bruised forward and got that, even like you said, in overtime, to get us that chunk play. And then the run right as well, where we picked up another 5 yards or and whatnot. So overall, yeah, man, I really like what I see out of Cousins. When you see, I mean, when's the last time we had a guy throw the ball 48 times, Aaron? I mean, I couldn't tell you. 48 times?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's 48 not.
Forty-eight times without an interception, because I'm not counting Treadwell's bad hands,
exactly.
You know?
Right.
So. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was
that deep ball to you know, a couple of longer passes. The Thielen catch was great, but so was the pass to kind of just put it right in there where it needed to be. The deep ball to Diggs was right where it needed to be. The two-point conversion, I liked how, you know, it just basically, hey, Diggs, run a little route, do a juke, get open, I'm going to put it right on top of you. So he's got, you know, we didn't get a chance to really talk about the week before, but we're not going to spend too much time talking about that or whatever. But he doesn't have a ton of velocity where he can just bomb it out, but it's almost like a definitely got arm strength. You could tell, and this is another big thing, I talked about the 49 attempts or whatever, and he would have done what we needed him to do and then some to win this game. But the deep ball, that's something that we've been missing for a good decade. I mean, since Brett Favre. So that he definitely has like a little dart, maybe a little bit more jump balls need to be in there at times when you're 20 and 30 yards down or whatever, but he really knows how to kind of put it over shoulders and like I said, just dart it in there. But overall, a pretty damn good game offensively and a great game by Cousins. Really gives me a lot of confidence just in general. Treadwell, do you bring someone in wide receiver wise. Because, you know, he got his first touchdown, and that's great. And, you know, you can see Cousins is just going to read, and he's going to follow his reads. And like you said, I liked how he went back to him. But, man, a third down play would have been a first down, maybe even more. It was just him and one-on-one with a guy that he may be able to stiff arm, who knows. And then, obviously, you know, setting up a score for them right there in a time of need when we're about to take the field. First play, right off the hands. It's like, what? I think he's got 4 to 5 drops already. What are we going to do with this guy Treadwell here?
I think he lacks concentration. I think he's a athletic player. I think he's got potential. He's making rookie mistakes. He's a third-year player. I just, you know, I think you can't let him go yet. I think you got to give him a chance to redeem himself. He did have a touchdown today, which is a great, great route, great catch, great pass. I think for the most part, you got to give him another game, but I think he's on a very, very short leash. And I think he's got to be, I know Cousins really wants him. You can tell Cousins really rooting for him, but
yeah,
at some point you got to cut the cord. And, you know, he's a first-round draft pick. It makes it a little bit tough to do, but now he's in this contract year. It's just, you know, you don't want to cut our biggest, strongest kind of fade receiver that we have. I'm sure we got packages in where to throw him a fade, but, you know, he's just got to look the ball in. I mean, that's what he's got to do. He's got to look the ball in and not run before he catches it, which is really, really young mistakes by a third-year vet. I'm not sure you cut him. You know, I'm on the fence, I guess. I keep waffling back and forth. I'm not sure what to do with him. I think maybe you go through a week, you know, say, okay, we'll give you a mulligan, and you let him play again and see, you know, if a little failure helps him. He's getting a lot of time. He's getting a lot of targets. That's new for him. He's been here for 3 years and hasn't got targeted all that much. Is it a big game? We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think you hold on to him for a couple more games, give him a good chance to redeem himself, and go from there. You have depth at that position.
Exactly. And I'd bench him. I wouldn't cut him because you're not going to get anything for him, really. You know, if we can, hey, I'll go for it. But I just don't see too many teams giving us a good draft pick or something like that. So I think either way, if you do bench him, that's what you got to do. Maybe bring him back, like you said, get his confidence back. We're not going to treat him like Carlson because just depth in general, you got to have him around. You pointed out the jump ball potential and some of the things he's been flashing, especially, you know, the rapport with Cousins. So he is a perfect guy, Cousins, to have there for him, because you could even see, like you were talking about, you could see him as they're going to the sidelines saying, hey, keep your head up. And he did go back to him numerous times. But we're almost up to 5 drops in 2 games, so he's got to figure that out. We talked about the run game, not much there. Cook still making plays now back-to-back weeks in the pass game, running hard, no doubt about it. So offensively speaking, we'll kind of wrap it up. Let's get to defense. Now, I talked about Ben, but don't break. I thought they played really well down the stretch. Played great in the red zone when they needed to, no doubt about it. Just like last week, though, Aaron, chunk plays were that we're not really used to giving up, quite frankly. Down by the sidelines, the tight end was killing us last week. So that the chunk plays is something I want to get into. That could or could not be a problem. I mean, we got to tighten it up. It's early in the season and whatnot. Some of the penalties, especially the secondary. I mean, it's starting to get a little ugly. The secondary didn't have a great game. I did think the penalties were just costly. It's not like we had 10 or 12 or 14. I think we had something like 8 or something in that realm. But it just seemed like we were getting not picked on, but we didn't have our best game. I thought the D-line got pressure a lot. Later in the game, they started blitzing, and they just weren't getting there all the time. Then in overtime, they did. But some of the blitzes weren't working, and it felt like, all right, well, it's one-on-one, and after all, it is Rodgers, so what are you going to do? And then once again, in spots, run defense. There's just some chunks of runs. Now, they didn't run, you know, great or whatever. There wasn't one guy that stood all the way out, but they did get to 98 yards. They had, you know, not a ton more attempts than us, but they definitely tried a little bit more at 18 to 24. So they ran at a good clip at 4.1, especially Montgomery. But overall, what'd you see in the defense? I thought it played good enough. You take 7 points off, obviously. And Jesus, just special teams alone is 16 points. Let's say 13 because he misses one field goal. Let's give him one miss. We wish it was just that, but that's a 13-point swing, so you can kind of get lost in, man, they gave up some chunk plays. Sometimes they were getting ran on. What do you see out of the defense? Because they still got plenty of pressure on Rodgers. And, you know, like I said, made the plays in the red zone to stop them and make them kick field goals.
I think that playing Rodgers is its own game plan. And you're going to give up run plays when you're playing him, because you got to cover passes and you got to rush the passer and you have to do it a specific way. So I thought, yeah, they did gash us a little bit with the run, which you never really see with our defense. But I think considering you're playing Rodgers, you're going to give up a few run plays. I thought defensively, for the most part, it was a strong showing. But remember, we're really young in the secondary. We got young and we got young fast. We're putting Hughes in, we're putting Hill in, we're putting J-Ron in. With Newman gone in the slot, I knew Rodgers was going to go picking, and that's hoping that we didn't play Hughes all that much, because that Rodgers would have just killed that kid's confidence. So I'm glad that we kind of played it out. So I thought, for the most part, we played a good game against Rodgers, which is an anomaly, because you don't play the same way against him that you're going to play next week against the Bills or further down the road against other quarterbacks. I thought pass rush was adequate. Like I said, it's a specific way you got to rush with him. You got to stay in your lane. You got to hold contain. You got to do a lot of different things, so you can't just send your ends. I thought in overtime we got to the quarterback a little bit more, blitzing. But again, you can't blitz Rodgers. If you blitz Rodgers, as you saw, we tried the double A gap and he just threw it in the space and there it was, and you're not going to run that again. So he knows what we do.
It was just that one time. I can't remember. I think it was number 20. Who the hell? Maybe it was the young buck. He broke through. We got one blitz through. But you're right. You can't go. You can't make a living blitzing that guy.
Well, that was McKenzie Alexander. He got the sack there. And I thought, you know, that was a good call, because, you know, we don't do it really often against. We play pretty sound base defense against Rodgers, and hope everybody does their jobs. And that's how it goes against him. Now, we haven't played him, remember, for what, almost a year, so everybody's a little rusty.
True.
You know, the Rodgers rules are different. We, you know, it's a different ball game. He's such a good quarterback. I hate to say that. So I thought defensively we played well enough, and you're not going to see that again until we see them again in our place, and that'll be crowd factor and all that. So I feel like defensively we're in good shape. We came out healthy. We no real injuries, which was a good thing, and everybody got a little more experience, and the young guys got to see what going against Rodgers is like. And so, you know, I think for the most part, I'm decently happy with the way that turned out.
And speaking of injuries, do we know about Hill? I saw him go down, another tackle go down. How many tackles in the last couple of years can one franchise lose? I mean, we lost what's-his-toes last week, Collins, who we like as a young guy. Did he come back? Do we have any report on him whatsoever? I didn't actually I don't remember if he returned or not. I guess that would be the only injury that I can think offensively.
No, he didn't return, but O'Neal played well enough in that spot. I thought we lost Hill, but that only kind of opens the door for O'Neal, which I'm really high on that guy. I think he's going to be a great tackle. We keep losing tackles. Should we spend a whole draft on offensive linemen? It's rounds
seriously
1 through 7.
It's like when
Randy
Moss
came
in the
league.
Just do the Packers in the secondary when they did that for Moss, dude. Yeah, just draft them all, dude. Every position, just down the line at every draft. Yeah, we should try that one year. Just say screw it.
But I think Hill Zimmer said that nothing serious. He could miss a week or so, and
okay.
But nothing serious with Hill, so he'll be back.
Good. To lose Collins like we did last year for the season, who they liked a lot enough to start. We knew he wouldn't play maybe the whole time, and we knew they were going to maybe go with a couple of people through the season with tackles. But, man, this is – I mean, 2 years ago especially, would we run through 7 tackles or something like that? It was the most since the freaking merger or something like that. It was just – oh, boy, it was ridiculous. But all in all,
yeah.
I've never felt so good about a non-win, I guess, to put it, you know, nicely. And it would have been nice for Cousins to, in his first Packer rivalry game, to have a comeback. Would have been his, what they say, 11th. So that would have been his 12th comeback. And he did his job, no doubt. And anytime, you know, Rodgers is slinging it for 42 times and it's only 281 and it's only one touchdown, at the end of the day, I'm happy. So I'm going to let you kind of, you know, get any final thoughts through. Like I said, this was just a recap show. We kind of wanted to get back in the groove. We kind of felt bad that we didn't give you a show Friday. We were hoping we could do it Saturday, but my computer issue was worse than initially thought. I had to get a brand new computer. It sounds like I'm going to have to do something with Skype because there's a little bit of issue tweaking that, but we'll get it figured out. So we will be back. We're going to try to hit it up on Fridays, whether that's afternoon or later at night, but that is the plan. So we will kind of talk about what we've learned this week, maybe some, you know, moments that we forgot to mention, or we'll definitely go heavy on the preview talk as well for the next game. So any you know, final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I kind of go the opposite way of you. You feel good about the tie for the most part. I feel ambiguous, I guess, on the tie. A win would have been monumental for the franchise, for the season, and to have that taken away is doesn't sit well with me. I feel like if you win that game, you come back, you win it in overtime on the road, that sets up for the division. And I really feel like we left that on the table today. Nobody likes to leave those type of things on the table, but, you know, going forward in the season, I feel like we saw a lot of really good things. We saw a lot of positive momentum. We saw a lot of competitiveness. We got a team that doesn't give up, a team that fights. So I feel like that's a good sign moving forward. And we look forward to seeing the Green Bay Packers next time.
That's right. And yeah, that's a good way to put it. I guess the way I look at it, 20-7 going into the fourth to come out of there. And, you know, right when they scored, they got it back up to 23-14. And I just really liked how we – and even got it, you know, to 8 points with a 1:45 left. So I thought we did enough to win. I guess that's why I was happy. But, yeah, at the same time, you're right. We let it slip out of our hands. But what are the odds that that's going to happen? Again, 0-3. Well, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it, actually. So I'll just shut up. But we're going to get out of here. We're going to sign off for the Purple People Eaters podcast. We'll be back Friday. Enjoy your week. Peace.